This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there, it's Eli here with part two of our live recording with Bree Watson and Alan Bellarique from the Hamilton Fringe Festival in July 2022.
I feel like this is a good time to introduce you to Ginger, who's always been here. This is Bree. This is Bree Watson. She is also a fellow improviser and fantastic performer. Thank you very much, Bree. Can we get a round of applause for Bree?
Oh, thank you.
The reason we have Bree as well is because we wanted to delight you with a second character creation for another episode. And you have the option also, is Halbert dead? Or does Halbert come back to life and come back for the second episode? I mean, he's pretty crispy. But we could talk about it. Now, first question is, do you want to have Alan be a whole new character and he'll just make it up as he goes? Or do you want Halbert back?
Return of Halbert!
Halbert returns. <Yeah. laughs>
I think you've always been voted to return.
Okay.
Yeah. Everybody loves a bear.
Do I ever.
We're getting into crossing personal lines now, Phil.
Yeah.
It's improv, baby.
Super professional. Welcome to theater. So what we're going to do now is the exact same thing this time that we did for Alan, but we're going to do it for Bree. So we're going to get a whole new character for Bree. All right, so first question is, how long has Bree been here?
6 years.
6 years. Oh, that's a good amount of time. You know where you are. You know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And what is a physicality that she embodies? What is she made of? She's a sentient food replicator. What? I love it. Okay, you're a sentient food replicator. What's a quirk that this sentient food replicator has? She's vegan!
What was it?
She's vegan! Sometimes we hear our audience and it's bliss. It's so much better than being up in a booth and being like, what do you guys think is funny? Just kidding, I love it. You're a vegan sentient food replicator. I think that's enough. Should we get pronouns?
Yeah, I heard she.
She, her?
Yeah, she, okay. Her, yeah.
And a name. What would you name this sentient?
Yes! Oh, wow, let's go for
let's
it. I'm
with,
so into that.
We'll do Donatella, because I fear copyright and
Versace,
her.
Versace, maybe? Donatella Versace?
Versace. But we'll do it live. All right, everybody, thank you so much. Let's get a round of applause for Bree and for Alan.
Look, I think it's great that you're here now. You know, part of the crew, but...
Yeah, thanks, guys.
I just... Look, my job is to cook, and I don't know what this thing is you've installed, but, like, I think I was doing a fine job.
Well, I mean, I was...
I don't want to hear anything from you.
I'll be honest. I'm a giant bear monster, and I eat pretty much anything, and I could not stand your cooking.
I mean...
So you're saying...
We install the food replicator!
Hey! Hiya!
What was that?
It's me!
Is that you?
It's me, the food replicator, silly!
Is that what you think I sound like?
Hiya!
I don't hear a lot of female voices. There was this other person in the base. I can never remember their name.
There was no other female.
Oh, hi, Beatrix. Hi, Bob. Hi, food replicator.
It's Donatella.
Donatella, oh my gosh, it's so good to meet you. I'm very excited to have some fresh faces around this place.
I don't have a face, really.
Albert, can we not make it awkward between us?
I'm not making it awkward. I think you bringing it up actually is making it awkward, so we're just going to move forward.
Are they not
Let's
over
talk about
this
food.
Yet?
Who likes pancakes, right? Pancakes
Ooh,
or
I actually,
flapjacks
yeah,
or
I can
smokestacks.
Whip up some pancakes. I'll get right on that.
I'll do it. No eggs, no milk. Basically, you're just eating flour.
Oh.
Wait, what?
I could have made that.
What are you talking about?
Hold on, just check the settings here. Oh.
Ooh.
Try it again. Ooh. Try it again.
Okay, here we go.
Ow.
Meat, sausage, and.
No! You. Ew! Yeah. Are you kidding me? I am a superior food delivery service, and therefore I have no meat, no cheese, no anything that ever came from an animal or, you know, like any kind of alien creature that lived and breathed.
What about honey? Do you have honey?
Mm-mm, bees.
Oh, oh my God, okay.
Albert, I might set you on fire for installing this. I will devour you.
No, this is really simple. Let's just uninstall it, and then I'll just go back to cooking.
It can't be that bad. Like, you'll probably like some of my tasty treats.
Okay.
Beatrix, try this one.
What do you got?
Okay. Bob, you want to go first?
That's rude. Yeah.
Okay, but before you punch in your order, have your yoga mat and your Lululemon pants.
Whoa. How did you do that?
I'm real good.
But wait, why do I have to punch anything in? You can talk. Can I just...
No, that's a good point. I just, you know, like being manhandled.
Oh. So what's the yoga pants for?
Shape.
Yeah, makes your butt look good.
Oh, doesn't...
I mean, it is very slimming, I'll be honest.
Oh, thanks.
And you'll be doing lots of yoga with all of the food that you consume from me.
Okay, I just, you know...
Wait, from you? I thought you were just like...
Me.
Wow, it's...
Ooh, wait, you're not just like cooking it or pushing it out through a door?
You don't know how a food replicator works.
Wait, I have a question then. So you're a robot.
Mm-hmm. You're a robot.
Yeah, but if you're replicating food that we're eating, that means we're eating robot.
Dilemma.
Dilemma is sort of vegan to me. It also sounds particularly hostile to my way of life.
Well, luckily, all of the food that I've created has signed a consent form letting us know that they're okay to be eaten.
Like, that's how it gets around, like, the ethical issue of it, but there's still the robot manatee issue of it.
Okay, but try this. It's a dish I made that's mostly lentils.
How do you get lentils to sign a consent form?
I'm really good.
They're made of code, Bob. They're made of code. Do you not see? This isn't some sort of freaking thing. This is a robot destroyer. Oh my God, she's gonna take me, chew me up, and spit me out just like someone did with my heart.
Okay, again, we were not dating.
Well, I thought we were.
It's actually really good, Beatrix.
See?
Really?
Robots serve all kinds of different purposes. Your purpose, Albot, your purpose is what? To just help these?
Yeah, just kind of like goof around and be like precocious.
And make things awkward.
Okay, well, Jesus Christ.
And my role is to make food. We have different purposes. Some robots' purposes are to be lentils.
But... That means that one day I could have the purpose of being lentils, and then you could...
I mean, that any of us, if you look at that logic, any of us at any given time could be lentils.
Wait a minute. Any single one of the people here could eventually be turned into lentils by you, Donatella, the food replicator.
Not even just me. I just mean, like, in general, in the world.
Okay, I'm just scrolling through your menu here, Donatella.
Ooh, it tickles.
And, I'm sorry, I'm just not seeing chips.
Oh.
Where are the chips?
Yeah, I should for sure have chips, because potatoes are totally cool.
Maybe they didn't sign the consent form?
Oh.
But also, I don't see chocolate except something called mocklet.
Oh, yeah, mocklet is delicious. Try it.
I don't think I want
try
that.
Try it. I don't try think my mocklet.
I don't think
try
I...
Try my mocklet.
I don't...
I'm putting it in your mouth right now.
Robert, you get a hand.
I gotta get a hand when I need one.
Shoving his great face into Beatrix's mouth.
I'm choking. Just bite mocklet.
Anybody else worried there isn't something on the menu?
Guys, I'll eat anything you want.
Ooh.
You know, I'm checking the warranty. There is nothing about murder in here, so.
Cut to pod room.
Hey. Oh, man. Hi, Bob.
Hi, do you want to open the, thanks.
I touched a button.
No, you're, okay.
I punched
the
button.
Don't put it again.
Button!
No, it's...
All closes! Open. Close. Open. Close.
This is your eighth death.
What? Oh, open. Well, I think I've pressed it too many times. It keeps going.
Look, before...
What?
Before, no, don't close.
I'm not doing this anymore. Oh, I made a huge mistake.
I'm just coming in.
That wasn't that bad, actually.
Cut back to the kitchen.
So these are salads.
Yeah, those are great looking salads. Donatella. Yum, yum. Yummy. I'm definitely eating them, and I'm not at all disagreeing with your way of lifestyle.
I'm a full-blown carnivore, so...
Bears eat berries. It's in the name.
Look, I just look like a bear.
You're not a real bear?
I'm speaking. I'm in space.
Oh.
I'm not even sure what this bear thing you keep talking about. I just...
Try one of these berries.
What?
Try a berry.
Okay, God.
Just do what she says.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Cut back to the pod room.
Okay, look, before she hears the replicator.
Huh?
You've met your nemesis. She's killed you 8 times.
8 times?
All by mocklet.
That's disgusting.
You still have some on the corner of your...
How?
I don't know.
Oh, God, has it become part of my DNA?
Whatever you do, I'm just here to tell you, don't try to sneak chips. Don't try to sneak anything that's... Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no.
What? Bob, no.
I hear the sound.
What sound?
She's coming for me.
How? I thought she was in the wall.
I feel like not really chicken tonight. Not really chicken tonight.
When did she develop such sentience and legs?
You have to save us, Beatrix.
How can I save you? I've been killed 8 times.
I don't know, but
who wants a snack?
I do. I want a snack.
There you go.
Thank you.
Put it in your mouth, Bob.
This is horrific.
At that time, I didn't really mean for him to die. He just got really, really into the mocklet.
All right, guys. Little good news, bad news situation here. So the food replicator's, she's gotten into the whole base. She's able to access the entire base. But these berries are amazing.
Wait a minute. Does that mean that we all must become vegan?
It's finally happening. My plan and all vegans' plan ultimately is to make all of you vegan.
It's not so bad, Beatrix. Once you learn to look past the taste, it's all the same thing.
What can be milky yummy? I will never eat cashew milk.
It actually sounds kind of good.
But I'll get you a glass right now with maybe some mocklet syrup in it.
Ooh, can I get one actually? That sounds really good.
Go.
Thank you, yeah. Oh,
just do what she says, Beatrix. It's easier that way.
No! I'll never do this.
I feel like mocklet tonight.
Like mocklet tonight.
Like Mockley tonight.
My God, she's come for you all.
Cut to Beatrix's room.
Oh, we're in my room now. That de-escalated quickly.
Hey, thanks. I invited everyone, I think, without letting her know.
Okay. Cool. I'm sorry, I've got a really clear head and my bowels have never felt better. I'm just like, I'm ready to listen.
What? Beatrix, you can't.
Can't what? Eat a healthy lifestyle without harming the planet?
Oh my gosh, she's gotten to you too.
Listen, Bob, just try the Mocklet.
I've died by Mocklet. I can't count how many times.
Bob, just try the Mocklet.
Just try the mocklet, Bob.
It's just as good as real chocolate.
Actually, it is better.
Wake up.
I don't know why I'm crying as I say this.
Nothing tastes as good.
I gotta tell you, I've been a carnivore my entire life, and I've realized that, well, I've had to murder to eat.
Yeah, he ate two of my bodies.
It was completely unnecessary.
It was a lot to watch.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna do it. I'm unplugging her.
What? That's all I have to do.
You think you can unplug veganism?
Vegan?
It's here to stay.
Veganism is the most plugged in thing in the galaxy.
Now unroll that yoga mat. Downward dog and fart away.
Whatever you say, Donatella.
Bob, I think this is one battle we may have lost.
But don't you feel better?
To be perfectly honest, I'm just feeling a little tired from the lack of iron.
That's totally cool.
I've never farted so much in my entire life.
Doesn't it feel great? It's almost like you're flying away. You can also replicate iron pills.
Wait a minute. Farts.
What? Oh, yeah.
Gas.
Right.
Fire.
But no, we're in the room. It's really bad in here.
No.
We have
this
vegan
is
marshmallows, if that's what you're trying to do. To toast a marshmallow and have a campfire. Right, fire?
Marshmallows aren't vegan?
No, there's gelatin in them and it's made of bones.
Really?
World. Yeah, it's made of bones. Donatello was explaining it to me.
Okay.
In great detail.
Guys, I think I'm off veganism. Sorry.
Wait, why? How?
They're marshmallows.
No, but the ones I make are not... are vegan, so there's
you
no
don't even
bones
know what the anti-vegan
them.
Is.
She's got us at every turn!
Oh,
anti-vegan.
No.
There really is no better option. Wait. Farts.
Are you trying to eat farts?
Fire. That is something in the back of my mind from a previous iteration.
Please don't burn me again.
Farts. Gas. Fire.
So it's like the musical Chicago.
Farts. Gas. Fire.
Cicero.
Farts. Gas! Fire! Farts! Gas! Fire!
He had
fire.
It coming. Wait.
Fire is robot weakness! Fire is vegan weakness! Maybe. Fire is weakness!
No! Don't think about your digestive tracts! Think about the planet! Think about the animals!
Yes, but I want to fulfill my own needs primarily!
Cut to the pod room, the sound of four pods.
Oh, you guys got me a pod. Thank you.
And Ginger, too.
Wow.
Oh, Ginger's back.
Ginger's back.
Hi.
She's been here the whole time.
Scene.
Civilized, starring Phil Johnston, Sean Howard, Christy Bolton, and special guests Ellen Bellerick and Brianne Watson. Recorded live at the Staircase Studio Theater as part of the Hamilton Fringe Festival 2022. Your technician in the booth tonight has been Mark Nascimento. I've been your sound designer, Eli Hamada McElveen. Look up Civilized wherever you listen to podcasts or visit civilizedpod.com. Thank you and good night.
Woo!
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hello! Contact Day is in but a few short months, which means it is time to begin preparations for the Bi-Decennial Festival. This year, we're celebrating every single one of you living in my beloved Windfall City.
It is not our business to question the Queen's will. It is not our business to do anything but follow it.
It is you and your loyalty that has laid the groundwork for this incredible utopian society that we seek for.
Do you have any idea what's going on with us?
Keep your mouth shut, grub.
It is the duty of each and every one of you to do everything you can to make the festival a success this year.
Are you ready to speak kindly with me now, child?
I have no doubt that this year will be one for the history books, and that will be due in no small part to the dedication of my adoring son.
Windfall, a dystopian science fiction podcast from Rogue Dialogue.